All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So actually, we're gonna move now to the Maamar Sheni, the second section over here, page Kuf Nun Aleph. Thank you. Kuf Nun Aleph. So he gets in, he gets in a little bit more into in the first Maamar regarding the learning of Chassidus and the derech to learning Chassidus. So, which is of course exceptionally important, but I wanna focus a little bit more on some of the things that everyone will feel applicable in Meretz Hashem. So take a look at page Kuf Nun Aleph. So writes the Piyashetz, and the title of the section is Torah, Tefillah, V'Shira LaHashem. Beautiful. David HaMelech, Tziva es Shlomo Beno Leimor. So David HaMelech commanded Shlomo his son, saying the following, Da es Elokei Avicha, V'Avdehu B'Leiv Shalim, U'B'Nefesh Chafetza. Beautiful words. David HaMelech says to Shlomo, know the God of your father, serve him with a complete heart and with a yearning soul. So what's incredible over here is, if you notice, and what the Piyajasa picks up on, is that David HaMelech doesn't simply say to Shlomo, serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Avdeyu B'Lev Shalim, that's the second part, but rather there's a first part to this Tzivoy, a first part to this command, which is, know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Da es Elokei Avicha. Know the God of your father. So the Piyajet says as follows. Gam ma'at ha'yediya mi'yediyas Hashem Yisbarach. Asher yuchal ha'ish liskoslam. So of course, at first glance, when we see this phrase, we see this command, to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what goes through our minds? What do you think about that? Impossible. Impossible. How could finite man ever know infinite God? Right? How could finite man ever possibly hope to truly understand or appreciate the Ribono Shel Olam? Therefore, says the Piyajesna, something amazing. At most, we could hope for Ma'at Hayidiyah, a little bit of an understanding. A little bit of an understanding. And even that little bit of an understanding, that in Meretz Hashem we could be Zochim. This is amazing. Lo b'chakiros, v'lo b'sichlo ha'enoshi b'chlal. But say, do you want to know how you come to know God? You don't come to know God through chakiros, right? Chakiros, I know what the good English word for chakiros are. You know, chakira is like, intellectual processes, we'll call it. V'lo v'sichlo, not with my intellect. Rak ayideh ha'avoda, sha'ovdim oso yisparach yiskela. But say, this is incredible. You see, one would think that if you want to come to know God, so what do you need to do in order to know God? Philosophize, right? Engage in philosophy, analyze, cogitate, contemplate, you know, emotionally initiate, all these different things. Says the Piyajetzna, if you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the little bit we're going to get to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because the little bit that finite man could possibly know infinite God, Avoda. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And ultimately, again, you will come to know him. Serve him. Do for him. Do for him. Perform his mitzvos. Learn his Torah. And that's how you come to know. We'll say, isn't that incredible? Isn't that incredible? That ultimately, again, knowledge of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, really knowledge of God, understanding God, does not come from Jewish philosophy. It doesn't come from Jewish philosophy. It comes from actual orientation. It comes from service. It comes from doing. The more you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more you will come to know him. Incredible. Af HaTorah She'anu Lomdim B'yedias HaMitzvahs Kepashtusan Gam B'yedios Yoser Ilos V'Chasidus She'kol Kavanasino La'da'as Oso Yisparach HaMistater Ba. Says the Piyajetzna, everything we do, when we learn our Torah, when we go ahead and understand our mitzvos on a very simple level, or even in some of the highest exalted understandings in Chassidus, all of this is to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We'll say at the end of the day, that's our goal, right? That's our goal. Our goal is to know the Ribono Shel Olam. That's our Yisod. We'll say, but again, how do you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We'll say, isn't this an incredible idea? Do you know, like, I'll give you just a mashal ma'adavadome, because I don't know that this is unique ultimately to to the to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Once I think about it in this way, sometimes in life, even if you think about this in the context of marriage, when does one feel closest to their spouse? When you do for them. It's not necessarily when you have some deep, meaningful conversation, which is important as well, right? It's not when you go ahead and you think about the meaning of life together, but when you do something dramatic for the other, that's often when you feel a sense of connection. Says the Piagetzna, when do you feel a sense of connection and understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu? When you serve Him. Understanding comes from service. See, people don't understand this very nuanced point. Everybody wants to understand God, but they think that the understanding of God comes from some intellectual or philosophical process. And they don't understand that to understand God, you have to serve God. Learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Do His mitzvos. And you will achieve not a complete understanding, because no man achieves a complete understanding, but at the end of the day, you'll achieve some level of understanding. He goes on, Kemo Shamar Azar HaKadosh, Kehai Bra, Shemechapes Begin Zeh Demalka. Yiduo Sein, Rak Bepnei Shehin Avoda. Shekin Sivanu Elokei, the Zohar gives an example, like a father who says to his son, there's a beautiful jewel in my storehouse. If you want it, it's yours. But of course, if the son wants it, what does he have to do? What does he have to do? He has to search. He has to go and get it. He's got to search through. And again, the king doesn't tell him where in the storehouse it is. But if the son wants to find it, the son is absolutely capable of finding it. Shemechapes begins in Malka. But you have to search. You have to search. You do all the same. Rak mipnei shehin avoda. So ultimately, again, the precious stone is there, but it's only if the son is willing to sift through all the stuff in the treasury that he's going to be able to find that precious stone. Shekein tzivanu elokeinu shenavdeo ba'asosinu es ha-mitzvos be'evri gufeinu. Kadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to serve Him through the performance of the mitzvos with the various evarim, with the various aspects of our body. But say this is part of what we skipped in the Maamar Rishon, in the end of the Maamar Rishon, this idea. He's going to talk about it in a little bit, but the Piagetzna discusses the Yisod, that ultimately, again, when we do mitzvos, we draw the Kiddusha, the holiness of the soul, into the various parts of the body. V'navdeo gam b'mochinu v'da'atinu b'limot ha-Torah u'b'pashtei ha-mitzvos. So bottom line, says the Piagetzna, it sounds simple, but we forget about this. This is like Yiddishkeit 101. If you want to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like David HaMelech commands Shlomo, Da es Elokei Avicha. Da es Elokei Avicha. If you want to know the God of your father, Avdeu Belev Shalim. Serve Him. Serve Him. You want to understand God? Serve God. You want to understand God? Serve Him with your body. Do the mitzvos. Learn His Torah. Utilize your intellect. The more you serve Him, the more you understand Him. Vinei, kvar dibarnu b'ma'amar akodem, she'in yediyas hamoach b'tora v'avoda, seichel kishar sichlim chas v'shalom. So it says the Piagetzna that we discussed in the last Maamar, so we skipped this part, but the Piagetzna will give us a little bit of a review. That she'in yediyas hamoach b'tora v'avoda, that understanding Torah with your mind is different than other intellectual pursuits. Actually quite beautiful. When we learn Torah, what are we doing? When we learn Torah, I'm drawing the energy of my soul into my mind. The mind by itself, the intellect by itself, can be holy or not holy. Everything depends on what you use it for. When I go ahead and I learn Torah, by definition, what I'm doing is I'm drawing soulful energy into my mind. Ultimately, Avasham dibarnu beikar mepuula ha'ila minishtashus mimarum eich ha'or mitstamtem umishtashal mimarum biyichid ha'chayo. V'ata, ritzoneinu ledaber yoser me'apuula asher ba'adam. Ma na'ase bo? Eichu mamshich asa'or ve'eichu miskasher ba'u megala oso. So says the Piagetzna in the previous chapter, we discussed the idea that when one learns Torah, what I'm doing is I'm drawing the light from my soul into my mind. And similarly, whenever you do any type of mitzvah, so mitzvah requires an actional service. I'm using part of my body. When you go and you do a mitzvah, we'll say, what are you doing? You're drawing the light of your neshama into some part of your body. That's what happens. Says the Piagetzna, what we're going to focus on over here is how that happens. So that's what we're going to focus on. When I do a mitzvah and I learn Torah, how is it that I'm drawing the light from my soul into various parts, either of my intellect and my body? How do I connect with that light that I'm drawing out of my soul? And more importantly, we'll say, how do I keep it? Turn the page. So we'll stop over here. As we're going to see, what we're going to focus on here, we'll say, is a three-pronged limud. Number one, we start out with the truth, right? You start with a statement of fact. The statement of fact is that the way to come to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu is how? How? Serve Him. Serve Him. Serve God, and you will come to know Him. That's statement of fact. Statement of fact number two, which is what the Piagetzna focused on the last Maimar, is that when you serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you are drawing from the light of the Neshama into your body. When you're learning Torah, you're drawing from that light into your intellect. When you're serving, you're drawing from that light into your body. The great challenge is to try to understand how that light comes through. But more importantly, the great challenge is going to be, how do we keep that light with us? Because I will say, the keeping of the light of the neshama in the body ensures that we do not become overly material, physical beings. It is easy for our lives to be eclipsed by the physicality and materialism of the human condition. Drawing the light of the neshama into the body through the performance of mitzvot and the learning of Torah is what ensures that we establish and that we maintain the proper life equilibrium. How we do that, Emir Tzachem, to be continued tomorrow. Shkoyach.